to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Many of you have tried the latest fad diets and exercise programs, but still continue to struggle with your weight. Could the secret to slimming down be achieved while you sleep? The answer is yes, according to our next guests, Joy Martina and her husband, Dr. Roy Martina, our renowned brain training experts and co-author of the new book, Sleep Your Fat Away. Welcome to the show, Dr. Roy and Joy. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Hello, David. We're very well, thank you.
Oh, good to hear your voice again. Now, we feature a lot of weight loss and exercise books on the show, but your program focuses on something rarely touched on and one that I agree with wholeheartedly. Good health and weight loss begins in the subconscious mind, and sleeping is the best time to tap into your brain's power. Share with us how people can lose while they snooze.
Well, I love the way you've just summarized that, because that's exactly what it's all about. When we tackle weight loss in the normal procedure, so that's the way that up until now we've been taught how to tackle weight loss, we're usually told to go on some kind of diet, we're told to follow some kind of exercise regime, and that might go well for a time, but as soon as we hit the first bump, meaning that we have something going on in our life called challenge, which we all do, we get stressed, we have life taking over, we usually can hit the first bump by having to rely on what we're keeping to with willpower. So we're trying to stick to all these diets or exercise regimes with pure willpower, and we all know that just does not work. So our aim in Sleep Your Fat Away was finding something that is going to work without willpower, something that is so easy that really literally anybody can do it by just pressing play on their smartphone. And that is, I believe, what we've achieved with Sleep Your Fat Away. And we are so delighted with the immense response we've been getting right now, not only from clients trying it out, our testimonials, but we've hit number one on Amazon.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, that was very, very great. What I would like to add is that what's very important, we are all creatures of habit. So it means that your lifestyle, your patterns are also wired in your brain. And this happens, as most of us know, through what we call the synapses. Now, as soon as you want to change a habit, you want to change your lifestyle, your biggest enemy becomes the synapses. We then call them dysfunctional synapses. So actually, you're fighting against the wiring of your brain. And what we're doing with the sleep program, we're creating a new wiring of the brain while you sleep. And, you know, research also shows that people, if they want to create a new habit, need at least like 68 days to 100 days before you have enough synapses to create a new lifestyle or a new habit. And doing it while you sleep is the easiest way that we have available right now.
Great. Now, Dr. Roy, you talk about sleep programming. Is this a form of self-hypnosis?
Well, self-hypnosis, we have several things. People talk about things like meditation, visualization, self-hypnosis, and so on. And then you have, of course, the hypnotherapy, the hypnosis. Where there is a link is actually the brain waves. So when we go in a relaxed state, either for self-hypnosis, we actually slowing down the brain waves. We go from an active beta state to an alpha state, and the great meditators even can go to a theta state. When you go to sleep, you naturally go from beta, alpha, theta, even to delta. And we're using the natural sleep rhythm to actually give you the positive suggestions and the changes that you want to make in order to become like a natural slim person. So basically, we're bringing back the connection with the body consciousness, and that's what we've lost in our busy society, that we do not respond anymore to the signals of our body.
That makes sense. Now, Joy, you told me something very profound during our meeting at the Writers Conference. You said our conscious mind sleeps, but our subconscious mind stays awake all night. Share with the listeners, why is that so important?
Well, as a holistic psychologist that I am, I've been always really passionate about finding out how do us humans function? How does our brain function? How do we become these creatures of habits? And some of these habits are great and some of these are not so great. So looking at the way that our conscious mind and our subconscious mind relate to each other, we need to differentiate between these two parts. So we're usually very aware of our conscious mind. That's that part of us that is talking right now when we're mm-hmm. having this communication, but also that part of us that decides to go on a diet or decides to lose weight. But what we're forgetting in this equation is that we have that much larger part of ourselves, the subconscious mind, and that needs to be aligned with us. So in sleep programming, we're using, as Dr. Roy already said, we're using that naturally relaxed state, which basically is a hypnotic state that we're all in the nightly sleep hours, and we're using that as a time where the subconscious mind is not only wide awake, as you say, but it's ready, it's open to receive messages. You see, when we're children, our subconscious mind is wide open, and we take in all the information, the truth, but also the untruth, that we're told by our peers, by our parents, by our teachers, and we accept those as beliefs. And we have those beliefs and those truths anchored in our subconscious mind already from day one on. But as soon as we hit puberty, our subconscious mind starts filtering through our conscious mind. So our conscious mind becomes like the gatekeeper of all the information that goes into the subconscious mind. But what that means is that everything that is already in there until we become hit puberty is really anchored in the subconscious mind, and that is influencing our eating habits, the way we relate to food, the way we relate to our body, very, very much stronger than we can possibly imagine. So what we're doing in the nightly sleep programming is to help people understand, for one, that, hey, if you want to lose weight and you want to implement new powerful habits and healthy eating habits in your life, you need to start from the inside out. You need to get your subconscious mind on board with you. And in the sleep hours, this is just the easiest way of doing it because you don't have to go to a hypnotist. You're saving a whole lot of money on expensive sessions. You're basically doing it yourself every single night by retraining your brain to be aligned with your weight loss goals.
What I would like to add is mm-hmm. to make it more visual. If we would visualize a iceberg, we all know that more or less 12% is above water and the rest underwater. So the 12% above water is actually the conscious mind. So whatever the conscious mind decides, its power is only 12%. So the subconscious mind, which has like 88% of the power to, you know, basically steer us in certain directions and so on. So if you consciously decide to go to the left, but your subconscious feels threatened, then the subconscious still will go to the right. So what we're actually doing is get the subconscious mind and the conscious mind to work as one so that the iceberg moves in the direction that you really want.
Great. And the 1 minute we have left, reiterate, is a technique, sounds of nature, subliminal messages, or just self, you know, thought patterns?
It's everything, David. We
all
have put everything we know that works into this sleep program. Hypnosis,
great.
NLP, binaural beats, relaxing sounds, a positive suggestion, positive affirmations, you name it, anything that we found beneficial is in it.
And that keeps us from hitting that iceberg as the Titanic. We want to steer away from it during our sleep. That's my problem. I'm like, wake up, ma'am, I just hit that Titanic. I'm like in that 12th percentile.
Don't we all know it so well?
That's great, though. And I do want to mention you talk about foods in there, so there's a lot we can't cover. We definitely got to get you back on the show. But, you know, I know food has a big, big factor of what you eat, what you don't eat. So there's a whole other area we can definitely go to. So I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. And I hope people get this book, get this program. Sleep is so important. I'm such a big advocate of sleeping. So much better than exercising, eating. If you're not sleeping, you're not losing your weight that you need to.
Well, thank you so much. And to learn more about Dr. Roy and Joy Martina, you can get their latest book, and you can go to sleepyourfataway.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at Joy and Roy. You can also follow our daily health tweets, at Dr. David Friedman. And if you heard something today or you missed anything, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.